A quote attributed to the film director David Cronenberg sounds as follows. Everybody's a mad scientist, and life is their lab. We're all trying to experiment to find a way to live, to solve problems, to fend off madness and chaos. Solve the World, a fictional adventure told in 100 episodes. Episode 85, 80 Hertz. Posts from the blog of Atticus Further. Entry 84. Pulsing, throbbing, reds and purples, all around the edges. No way to go through with it. No way to make the decision. You must. You must. If God is against you, let him do it. Who is he to make me do this? He created this, let him solve it. Born into this. I didn't dabble in the dark arts, threw footballs, played catch with a sister, worked the convenience store. How did that deserve this? Can't shield her from it, she's already seen. The virtues we were raised with, blasted to hell with a kiss. God's become Judas. Entry 24. My spit is stupid. It's more like drool than projectile saliva. Stupid spit. What an underachiever. Entry 13. Fall down. In agony. Beaten. Punished. Corrupted. Tear my eyes out so the images go away. Corrupted. Banished. Burned. Tarred. Feathered. Put on display like a rag doll for show and tell. Treason. This is all bloody treason. The stupidest of realities. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. So I fall down. Watch me. Die, if that's what it takes. Die, if that's what this means. Die in the morning. The afternoon. And now, this never-ending evening. Die not just every day of the week, but every moment. A new death. The following conversation took place between 11 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. between psychiatrist Lenore Kotnik and Jenna Finn, the morning after Jenna's escape from the night intruder. I have to admit, Jenna, I was surprised to get your call. There are very few patients that I will meet at the client's insistence. Although I gave you the invitation to make any additional appointments, I never suspected you'd take me up on the offer, especially just a day before our scheduled meeting. May I ask why you felt compelled to come in today? I struggle finding contentment. You choose those words carefully. It's just, I'm not sure I can put words to my thoughts very well. Finding peace and happiness in life is a journey for all of us. See, that's the thing, right there. I don't want to sound like I'm just complaining, okay? I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not some spoiled teenager that just wants a boyfriend and then everything would be just perfect. Okay? Do you want a boyfriend? Well, I don't know, I guess. Yeah, that sounds nice. Then why don't you have one? No. Okay, no, that's not the point. Just because you don't want it to be the point, doesn't mean it isn't. Lenore, Dr. Kotnik, okay, you have an agenda here. You're not listening to me. Then convince me. I don't want a boyfriend. You just said you did. No, I mean, I don't want a boyfriend in the sense that no boyfriend or love interest or whatever is going to solve the problem. And what is the problem? I just told you! You told me you struggle finding contentment. How is that not stating the problem? Some people thrive in the hunt, Jenna. Some people need to always have their dreams just out of reach. That seems like the opposite of the thing you're supposed to say to me. What do you suppose I'm supposed to say? That I need to reach for the stars. That if I want something, I should go take it. That the only thing holding me back is myself. Jenna, you need to reach for the stars. If you want something, you should go take it. The only thing holding you back is yourself. Feel better? I don't know what you want me to say. Is this supposed to be like this? Are you supposed to just mock me? Jenna, I want you to be honest with me. And honest with yourself. Sometimes that's not easy to do. I'm trying to get us to that place. You don't need schoolhouse answers. You're a brilliant young woman. You don't need me to tell you some cliche. My job here is to try to uncover with you internal motivations and causations. Then, once identified, we can start brainstorming on how to move toward our real, true goals. So tell me, honestly, why are we here today? Why are you in my room, speaking to me today instead of tomorrow? It's Miles. Is it? Yeah, I didn't tell you everything. Tell me now. He was at the wedding. Atticus's? Yeah. Did Atticus invite him? No. I think he was as surprised as I was that he showed up. Then why did Miles come? He came for me. To see you? To offer me something. What? A different life? He wanted you to join him. Yeah. And you said no? Yeah. Why didn't you go with him, Jenna? He's searching for someone. Who? Someone evil. A person? Yes. Yes. A person. A person. A person. But he can't find this person. Not yet, but it's kind of like Hansel and Gretel, except instead of going into the woods and leaving breadcrumbs behind, he's being led into the woods by breadcrumbs. You're afraid of where he's going. Maybe. Not really. I don't know. I think I should be afraid, but I don't know. I'm not. Then why not go with Miles? Pick up the breadcrumbs with him. If nothing else, do it for the action. He looked bad. Bad? Yeah, like unhealthy. His eyes were sunken. I think he lost some weight. His skin was almost like colorless. Pasty looking. He's starving himself on the hunt. Yeah, and the old Jenna, she would have gone with him, no doubt, right? The old one wouldn't have hesitated. So why did the new Jenna say no? I'm not sure. I feel tired, confused, and maybe bored. If you're bored and confused, why not join him? The thing I want, I think, is the thing that makes life boring. You're talking about happiness. No, I don't think so. I think I'm scared of getting through the labyrinth. Jenna, don't speak to me in metaphors. Speak plainly. I'm trying.
Isn't it glorious, my love? Christ has risen from the dead.
Can you tell me more precisely what Miles wanted from you? I told you before, Miles is about two things. Power and being right. He wants to be on the right side. He wants to be a hero. But he also wants to be the biggest guy in the room. In the world. And as far as I can tell, that greed for power and desire for good pushes him in two opposite directions. But I think this time, he's given up on goodness.
Isn't it glorious, my love? Christ has risen from the dead. Isn't it wonderful, my love? All the things I never said. One day happiness will find us.
But that's not why you chose to not follow him, is it? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't follow him because I don't want to know all the secrets of the world. There. I said it. Are you waxing poetic again? No, I'm being truthful. I've learned a lot. We all have, since the plague. Reality has revealed itself, both its ugliness and its beauty. I've seen so much, and truth be told, all I want to do is see more. But I know now. I know beyond any doubt that there's not that much left to discover. It's like, I don't know, I wanted to be an explorer my whole life, and I've raised money and built a ship for myself, hired a crew, and then, right before I'm about to set sail, someone shows up and hands me a world map. A map of every island, every beach, from here to Timbuktu. You can keep hunting, exploring, searching for some new reef or uninhabited dinky little island. But at a certain point, you just have to shrug and go, well, that's that. And right now, I'm at the point where I know this world. I know how it runs, how it operates. I know the man, the proverbial man, of course, behind the curtain. I know what he looks like, what he wears, what he smells like. What Miles was offering was a hunt to uncover the last few mysteries in this world that I don't know about. If I went with him, if we were successful, then what would there be left to live for? Can you answer that question for me? When you reach the end, what's left? That's what I mean when I say I'm struggling to find contentment. Because I want to follow Miles. I do. I want to get back to the thrill of the hunt. I loved being on the cutting edge of the story of us. But I've seen the edge of the horizon now. I'm afraid I'll fall off the edge of the earth if I just reached out those last few inches and try to touch it. You know what I mean? You're not telling me something. What does Miles in Louisiana have to do with today? Or was it last night? No. No, you're not getting it. I want what I can't have. But you could have. You could have joined him. Probably still can. Okay. It's like, I love suckers. And there's a jar full of them in the room. But every day I have one. Now, I can see clearly there's three suckers left in the jar. I could continue to enjoy what's left of them, but I know the end is coming. So, I'm choosing to leave the suckers in the jar so at least there's some hope beyond hope that these suckers are the absolute best suckers in the world. I don't want to enjoy them now so that I can continue to hope for the joy of them sometime later. Dr. Kotnik, that's the best I can do. I can't explain it better than that.
And if you meet the Daily Sisters, you may burn all that you own. Give the ashes to your neighbor, maybe then you'll see their home. Give your wife a painted manger. Give your child a big squeeze. Take back all those words of anger. You might need them when you'll be on your knees. On your knees. On your knees. Oh, 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 oh. And if you meet the Daily Sisters, you might lose your faith in God, God of light and God of mercy, God of all that turns out wrong. Grace and glory be upon you with your terminal disease. Give the love back to the lovers, and the rest of us will be on our knees. On our knees. On our knees. Oh, 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 on our knees. On our knees. On our knees. Oh, 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 oh. On our knees. Oh, on our knees. Oh, on our knees.
What happened last night? Nothing. I'm just struggling with this. What happened last night? Or was it early this morning? It's just, the nights are long. I don't think the pills are working as well anymore. Did you do something last night? Entry 73. Hauntings of friends. Lovers. Fathers. Sisters dead and alive, both at once. Don't disappoint. They don't. Really. No lie. They're nicer than the living. I'll tell you why. It's the predictability. That's the nicest nicety of it all. Ain't that funny? Words in the head are worth a million in the field. Make you cry. Holler sometime. But that's wonderful. If you really think about it. If you really think about it. Dwell on it. Then it's a pleasant reality. Predictability. Something you can rely on. Swim with it. Frolic in the field. Throw a baseball with your ghost dad. He'll throw it right back. Every time. That's a promise. Ghosts always, 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 read my words, always follow through. They are predictable. Say the same things. You're a liar. You're a failure. You didn't save me. What comforting words to hear over and over again. I'll take that any day. Every day. Every moment. All moments. So much preferable over whatever the living command. Did you do something you regret? What? No. You never change your appointments, Jenna. You did today. What happened? My dog died. When? Last night. How? I don't know. He was just dead. When and where? I woke up in the middle of the night. He wasn't in his usual spot, and so I walked around the house until I found him on the floor. He was already gone. Did you hurt him, Jenna? No. Okay. Okay, it's okay. Listen, Jenna, there's this survey I'd like to assess you on. I've been meaning to give it to you for a few weeks now. I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm sorry about your dog, and I'm not your enemy. I'm on your side. Okay, I'm gonna run a few statements by you. The statements are a little weird. I want you to give me a number, 1 to 10, after every statement. 1, meaning you never have the same experience as the statement. 5, meaning half the time you have the same experience. And 10, being all the time. Do you understand? What's this about? What's this for? We'll go over that in a moment. As soon as we finish. Is that okay? Okay. Great. This is a survey made by Eve Bernstein Carlson, PhD, and Frank W. Putnam, MD. Okay? Here we go. Statement 1. Some people have the experience of driving or riding in a car or bus or subway and suddenly realizing that they don't remember what has happened during all or part of the trip. Wait, that's it? Yes. Please give me an answer. Based on what I think some people experience? Just answer for yourself. 1 to 10. 3? Sometimes I'm thinking about other things when I'm going somewhere. Off in my own little world, I guess. Is that bad? Statement number 2. Some people have the experience of finding new things among their belongings that they don't remember acquiring. 3 again? Number 3. Some people have the experience of finding themselves in a place and having no idea how they got there. Shoot, probably 6 or 7. Which is it? Huh? Which is it? Excuse me? 6 or 7? Oh, 6. Definitely 6. Some people have the experience of finding new things among their belongings that they don't remember acquiring. 5. Some people sometimes find that they are approached by people that they do not know, who call them by another name. 5. Some people find that they have no memory for some important events in their lives. 5. Some people have the experience of being accused of lying when they do not think that they have lied. 5. Some people have the experience of not being sure whether things that they remember happening really did happen, or whether they just dreamed them. 6. 6. Some people have the experience of sometimes remembering a past event so vividly that they feel as if they were reliving that event. 7. Some people have the experience of looking in a mirror and not recognizing themselves. 8. Some people have the experience of feeling that their body does not seem to belong to them. 10. I think we can stop there. Jenna, this is going to be hard to hear, but it's important, and I'm telling you this now because I believe you are concerned with truth. That's a great virtue. I meet with a lot of people that don't give a care in the world to what's really true and what's not. I believe you care about truth, and when presented with reality and all the truth that's stuck inside it, you won't turn away. You're going to experience some anxiety. That's perfectly normal, natural, and you're going to be afraid. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And remember, you do have friends. Not Miles and Atticus. They're somewhere else, but you have friends here in Koper, Slovenia. Jenna, you have what's called dissociative identity disorder. I noticed signs of it almost from the beginning. Sweetie, you've accidentally referred to yourself as Jen, Jenny, Jennifer. Once, you seemed to be referring to someone named Naomi, but it was clearly yourself you were talking about. Naime. Okay, okay. Jenna, think of your body like an electrical current. Sometimes your muscles, your blood, it's pumping, say, 80 hertz of electricity through your brain. Let's say, for instance, that that's the normal ratio, 80 hertz. But sometimes your brain jumps into high gear, and it shoots 150 hertz. Well, when that happens, you start thinking differently. You may even act differently. And then, when you're back down to 80 hertz, you may not exactly remember everything that happened at 150. You're saying, I'm crazy. Jenna, is your dog really dead? Yes. I suspect, Jenna, that if I went back to your flat, I'd find that something bad happened to your dog. Didn't it? No. Your left eyebrow quivers when you lie, Jenna. Entry 1. Goodbye. I can't say the words, so you'll have to just know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not better. I'm sorry I can't say the words you need. I'm sorry I can't be the man you need me, right now, to be. I'm sorry I can't save you. I'm sorry I am the way I am. I'm sorry I can't stick a knife in your heart. The world's already done it. I can't help. My heart's already gone. There's nothing left to cut.
Are you going to lock me up?
No, no, of course not. But I would like to start seeing you more. Every day. And I need you to start taking a new medication. Every day. Every day. It might take some time, but we're going to get the right dosage that'll get your body back to firing only 80 hertz. This will help, Jenna. You won't need to worry about how many suckers are in your bowl anymore. Once we get this thing straight, there will always be more suckers in the bowl. So that's it. All my problems are just chemicals misfiring in my head. Once we deal with the physical aberrations, we'll be better suited to start working on the environmental factors. So, take this prescription right now to Dr. Ratchet. He'll fill this up for you today. No waiting. And Jenna, it's very important. You can't take this new medication with the sedatives I gave you, okay? Tomorrow, I need you to bring that bottle back to me, okay? We could really screw things up if we mix up meds. Could blow out a circuit, get you running at 200 hertz or 20 or who knows what. Entry 99. God is responsible. Think about it a million times over. Nowhere else. Point the finger. Leave it pointing at him. It'd be dangerous, okay? Do you understand? Yeah. Do you have any questions for me? No. Are you scared? No, not overly. Jenna, when this medication starts working, and it will work, Jenna. Don't you doubt that. But when it does, you know you are still going to have to face reality. You're still going to have to face your past.
Entry 52. Choose love, just because. Because obviously God doesn't want us to. Choose that. Now.
After that, Dr. Lenore Kotnik handed Jenna Finn her prescription, and soon thereafter, Jenna was out the door. Hey, if you're listening to this episode on the week of its release, I want to thank you for sticking with the podcast after last week's technical difficulties. If you haven't noticed already, all the non-essential episodes of Solve the World, all the non-numbered episodes, the noob recaps and the Solving the World promos and things like that, they've all been removed from the iTunes feed. This was done in part to give us a nice, clean, crisp look, so that if you're a first-time viewer of Solve the World, you'll just see da-da-da-da-da-da-da, episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just nicely laid out in single-file order. But have no fear if you're missing the noob recaps or one of the other little promos or something, and you're wanting to download those.
You can still access those from our website at dantestack.com/podcast-extras. Okay? We'll be back next Tuesday with episode 86, which will also include a U Club story within it. All the music and sound effects used in this episode and every other episode of Solve the World are appropriately attributed at dantestack.com. Thanks, guys, and don't forget, tip? Pretty please? Go to dantestack.com/tip-jar and toss me a buck. I'd appreciate it. I really would. Pretty please. Okay, see ya.